African Liberation Day will be observed on Sunday, May 25th, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines will join in the global observance of the day to reaffirm the country's commitment to Pan-Africanism, the total liberation and unification of Africa. The African Liberation Day Committee is partnering with the Department of Culture to host an event at the Sion Hill intersection on Sunday under the theme, "We Are African, Wherever We May Be." One of the organizers, Aidisha Jackson, highlights the importance of the theme.
The theme is coming from John Henry Clark, who said, "I am African not because I was born in Africa, but because Africa was born in me." And it's to recognize, or to help persons to recognize, that once your foreparents are from Africa, then you're African wherever you may be. Right? And with this theme in mind, it's just to encourage persons to show more love and appreciation of their blackness. And when we say show more love and appreciation, it's not negating that we are a multi-racial society. So in me being African is not me disrespecting a person of Indian descent. It's me owning my heritage and respecting the other heritage that lives side by side with us. So showcasing and loving your African self is not negating any other culture, any other race who may share this space on earth with us.
Jackson is calling for more efforts to be made to deepen the understanding about the history of Africa.
We must continue to encourage and educate the nation of St. Vincent about Africa. I think it needs to be talked about more in our schools, in our history, in our social studies programs. I think days like these, for example, it's falling on a Sunday, but we can encourage the school children. This is how they wear their independence clothes and the Garifuna colors. On the day bleeding up, maybe the Friday, you could have said it's African Wear Day. So let's encourage the children to put on their beautiful African clothing.
And Jackson is urging the public to join in the commemoration of African Liberation Day on Sunday.
And this is my call to St. Vincent today. On Friday and Saturday and Sunday, put on your African wear. Wear your African wear to work. Wear your African wear to church. Wear your African wear on Saturday to the market. And wear your African wear and come out on Sunday inside here and be a part of the activity. All right, we have drumming by the Rastafari community, as well as urban drummers and representative of the National Drum Foundation. We have poetry. We also would have J.K.L. Mars. We would have songs from persons like Iceberg and the Black Lions family, Marvo, one of our beautiful female singers here, and Jomo. We also would have a small exhibition where we'd have plants, crafts, food items on sale. That would start the earlier part of the like midday, and the cultural part would start from 4 in the afternoon. So we're starting from 12 till about 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Sunday's gathering will honor the enduring spirit, resilience, and unity of African people across the globe. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.